much ado, let's introduce our other host who's always here. My co-host.
The host with the
Without
most.
Her, the host with the most. We can't run this show. Let's go to our host from App. I'm sorry, not from App Properties, from Coldwell Banker, Carla Mina. What's up, Carla Mina? How you doing, girl?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for following me. Market Overdrive. I'm Carla Mina, your host of Market Overdrive.
I can't do it. Your hair looks great today, Carla.
Stop it, Nick. I can't stand you.
All right, let's move on from it.
We can't even do it.
I can't even do it. I can't hold a straight face just looking at
her.
Just looking at that picture over there making me crack up. So today's topic is, you know, typically we're doing these, our shows, as you know, has always been about finding ways people to make money or save money or invest or first-time home buyers, the whole nine yards.
And typically, consumer-related,
it's
right?
Very consumer-related for the most part, and it's always about, you know, making a buck or savings a buck, and that's what our show's about. It's really the mortgage industry and the real estate industry and, you know, the legal aspect of real estate and everything all encumbering real estate. But it's very rare that we actually do something that is got a greater value than just economics.
Absolutely.
You know, and this particular show and this particular topic, which I just learned about when you introduced it to us. I didn't know it existed. I think is something that we need to cover. It's being done here locally for us in Chicago, and I'm sure there's things like this throughout the country, but I'm sure our co-host for today will tell us more about it. But today we have Michaela Gordon from At Properties, who is the founder, I want to say founder, of this project called the From Now On Project. Michaela,
yeah.
First, before we get into the project, tell us a little bit about yourself, your career as an agent, and
sure.
Go from there.
So, I am a real estate agent at Properties. I went to school. I'm from the northwest suburbs originally. Went to school on 35th and State at IIT for architecture. Graduated, looked at all my friends. They were all going to work as architects, and I was like, I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
You ditched it. She ditched
I'm
it.
Good.
I'm good. Five years was plenty.
She said, screw designing it. I'm going to start selling
them. I'm done. Thanks so much. 5 years of that was plenty for a lifetime. So I graduated, and I found actually an agent who was also an architect. And I thought, you know, that was a fit that made sense. And he worked at Properties. And so I joined with him. And then pretty early on, I was like, yeah, so I made the right choice. Architecture isn't for me. So I dropped that whole piece of it. And then through a couple different agents and kind of getting my feet wet, just kind of went head forward in real estate. And that's kind of...
You're not a newbie. I mean, it's been 4 years.
I'm not a newbie.
4 years is a long time.
Yep.
You definitely get your feet wet. You know what you're doing. You know, you're well past the intro phase. Tell us how, after 4 years of selling real estate, how do we fall into the From Now On project? How does that happen?
Yeah. So the two actually happened at the same time, which was probably not like the best business decision in the world.
It's not about the money sometimes.
But it's not, right? And so...
about giving back.
You know, I was 23 and I had studied architecture. I had studied spaces and understood a good amount about how people interact with spaces and how space can be super important to a person's psyche and to their sort of emotional state in general.
Well, it comes with a little bit of an architect degree as well.
Exactly. So there's some of this in there.
That makes a lot of sense.
The more it goes in depth, you'll understand that actually design has... a big impact on everything I do, both in real estate and in the nonprofit side. I just kind of took it and turned it on its head and did it my way instead of the sort of
traditional
way that, you know, everybody who graduates does it. But so I started out in real estate. I was going to, this is a really crazy story, but this is the one I tell. So here we go. I was on my way to, there's an At Properties office here downtown in Streeterville on Ohio. It's on the corner just a little bit past Michigan, and I was walking to a class in the morning, and I was crossing Michigan, and I was with a big group of people, and I don't even know how this happened, but a car hit me, and only me, even though I was in a crowd of people.
Sorry about that, by the way.
Yeah.
Years ago, no big deal. But so that happened. And
no, that I was the driver.
Probably.
I'm just kidding.
No, you weren't actually, because you were not. I wouldn't put that on yourself.
All right, I'm just kidding.
But so that happened, and you know, I obviously went to the hospital, and they gave me some painkillers, and I was at my family attorney's house, and I was, you know, on these pain
meds,
pain meds, and I was happy. And I kind of spit out this idea that I wanted to create this nonprofit and I wanted to help kids who were grieving and use design to do it. And by the end of the night, there was like a focus group in his living room. And I had had the idea previously. I just wasn't telling people. I wasn't ready for it to be a thing. And I guess me and those pills, we decided it was time. And so I had told him, and next thing I know, all of his neighbors are over, and suddenly there's a focus group going on how to make this thing real, and he's the founding member. So it's me and him.
It happened that fast.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we hear stories, right? And everything's a little surreal. You know, getting hit by a car is clearly an act of God that you know, everything happens for a reason.
I agree.
Even though you wonder, why am I getting hit by a car right now? But you're telling me that within a blink of an eye, you wake up heavily sedated or medicated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and drugs are a powerful thing.
They are.
You know, that's for sure. And you're like, I need to do a charity for kids. Did you know specifically what this charitable work was going to be? You knew right when you woke up?
Or what was the reason behind it?
And then here's what's even crazier. Yeah, it's like 5 minutes later, there's people in here. There's a focus group.
Yeah.
I can't get lunch or dinner in an hour. And she's got focus groups within an hour. Yeah, right. Like, I need to move into that family.
Like, it was that. Yes, there was some backstory to that, right? So, my history has a lot to do with the organization and its focus and some of the things that I did growing up. My mom passed away when I was young, and so some of the things that I did and we had done together before she passed away, and then how I lived beyond that moment and to that, you know, day when I'm sitting at my family attorney's house. Some of those things really had influenced it all, and obviously schooling had influenced it all. I told two people up until that point. Like, the idea existed in my brain, but it didn't really exist.
Then let's rewind here. I don't want to rewind. I actually got to move it forward so that we can move it back for a second, because the story is a phenomenal story so far, but we haven't really gotten into what the From Now On project is. So let's describe that so we can go back to what you just said in a second, because tie it all together here.
So the From Now On project, we help kids who are grieving the loss of somebody in their family, somebody immediate family, so parent, sibling, caregiver, somebody like that.
Grandparent who raised them or something
exactly,
like that?
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
So immediate family, they are grieving that loss. And what we do as a team is we go into that family's home and we just kind of play with the kids and we work with the kids. And we allow the kids to explain to us and to design a space in their home that is their own. So if you take it to sort of the HGTV world, they are the designer. They are the creator.
Mm-hmm.
My team is the behind the scenes builders.
Nice. So, I hate to say something tragic needs a qualification process, but it sounds like it has. You can't do every story because you're only human and you guys can only cover so many situations.
Yep.
But it sounds like you have to have an in-house immediate family member in order to qualify for the project. Like somebody, like you said, a sibling, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, somebody that's in the house? Or is it like if the kid lost his uncle who lives...
So we focus specifically on immediate family in the household.
In the household, okay.
Yeah, because the day-to-day changes for that child and their routine changes and kind of how they have lived for however long previous to that moment is drastically different. And so it's figuring out how to create a place that is comfortable for them in a new world that they don't understand.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave, you know, as always, the lines are open. I know Carla forgets to do it sometimes, but sometimes people want to call in, want to contribute, want to say something, and quite honestly, probably just want to give the props to this amazing young girl for the stuff that she's doing. This is a really deep
situation.
It's unique. The phone line, if you want to call into Market Overdrive, is 312-521-8589. Again, that's 312-521-8589. And, of course, you're going to be able to find this if you have questions or want to rewatch it on our social media pages, which is Facebook.com/Market Overdrive, or of course, go to our YouTube channel. It'll be parked up there. And last but not least, we are part of the WGN family, so you can go to the WGN website or iTunes and get it on a podcast. Going back to this, so a child loses a close family member in the household. You guys come in, you let the child essentially kind of give you his or her appetite of what they like, what makes them comfortable. So if they're, in my understanding, if he's really into Superman and he wants a Superman-themed room because that makes him feel strong, that's what you guys attack and go with. Is that like an example?
Yeah, so let me give you an example. actually two examples. And there's an age difference, and different ages will do this process differently. And that's something that we as a team have worked out at this point. But an older child might answer certain questions differently based on whoever has passed away. So we worked with a child. This girl was 12 years old, and she had lost her Irish twin. So her little brother was 18 months younger than her, and he had passed away from cancer. And so she was having a really hard time understanding even how to sort of be, right? She had always been with him. And so when you would ask her what her favorite color was, we later found out her answers were not her own, but rather his. And so you have to start to...
That's pretty moving stuff.
It's super powerful, and you don't understand that they don't understand they're doing it. And you don't understand they're doing it. So to some extent, we do a lot of sort of asking the exact same thing in a million different ways to make sure that the answers are authentic.
Okay. So, like, what's the process that you guys go through? Like, when you guys are, you know, screening these children or, you know, actually consulting these children, right? You guys are coming into the home. You guys are, you know, touching these children, trying to see exactly how you guys are facilitating that. Like, what's a part of the team? Like, do you guys have, like, psychiatrists? Do you, like, tell us a little bit more about that. Like, how are you guys really setting this ensemble? Because it sounds like a great – when you first reached out to me, that was the one thing that was just very touching, is the fact that this is something that – affects a lot of families, right? So in a lot of cases, if you have a father who passes away, or even a lot of cases, the average household does have women as sometimes the leading provider in some household. So if you lose a mother or lose a father, there's a big financial obligation that sometimes takes into place. So there's a lot of families who sometimes are downsizing, things like that. And I think that this foundation can definitely assist some of those families with those children who are caught in these situations. So it's kind of important for these families to know, like, exactly what is the process that my child is going to go through if we actually do apply for something like this.
Got it. So a couple sides of it. A lot of our applications actually come from affiliate programs. So YMCA, Lori Children's Hospital, those are affiliates of ours. So their counselors are actually the ones that give us the families or refer the families to us.
Okay.
I am always really clear to say that we do not have any counseling as part of our program.
Okay.
That's not what we do.
I'm more construction and setup and just providing the actual facility.
Exactly. Right. All we're doing is really, and you know, the parents are always welcome to be a part of all of our sort of quote unquote sessions.
Okay.
But really all we're doing is playing with these kids, right? Like one of the things we always do is we provide a coloring book and crayons or markers, depending on ages and so on. And their homework is to color. And partially what we're doing is we're double checking the answers. So again, with this girl, when we would ask her what her favorite colors were verbally, she would answer her brother's. Okay. When I had her color, she would always take her colors because there was no thought. No one was asking her a question. She was just intuitively going into a box and grabbing a color. And that's actually how you start to figure out what's going on without actually counseling. So we're really, really clear. I mean, I have like a 2.5 minimum hour meeting with whoever the caregiver is at that moment before we even do anything, explaining it and explaining the process of I am not a counselor. I don't pretend to be a counselor. We're there to help these kids figure out that they can do it.
You're a comforting voice.
Yeah.
And you said something, and if I push it too far, please just tell me to stop. And
that's okay.
You can take a minute or whatever, but you squeaked it in there for a quick second, so you know I'm going to have to ask.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Go on. Which is why I wanted to fast forward to what you guys actually do.
Yeah, to then backtrack.
You mentioned that you lost your mother at a young age. How old were you?
So when my mom was sick for many years before she passed away. So she got sick the first time I was probably about 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And then that went on up and down. That roller coaster went on for about 4 or 5 years. And then she passed away when I was 14.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's where it's almost not an epiphany if you think about it.
No.
This actually happened to you. Because while you were telling the story originally, I'm like, who gets hit by a car and just comes up with this idea of all ideas, you know?
Right.
But then you
it
said
was,
it.
It was a seed.
It was a seed. It just all felt right when you woke up and, you know.
Yeah. It was a seed that was with me for a long time. School, I think, really pushed that seed to the boundary and really started to form it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more, you know, people know about me and know about this story, I've always said that this organization, I am sort of the heart of this thing. And so when I'm ready for it to grow, it grows.
You know, I only like to take advice from people that have actually walked the path.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, don't come to me and tell me you know how to do this if you've never done it. You know, so if I'm a kid in the situation that, you know, these kids are going through, I would take more, comfort from you because than any psychologist that has two living parents. You know, I would hear you out because it happened to you.
Right.
You know what the experience is like.
Yeah.
So I think you're more qualified than most of those people.
Well, I appreciate that.
Whoa, heavy stuff, man. I am the wrong guy for a show like this. This is the worst person right here to do. You know, I'm gonna move it over to somebody that's better with rainbows and unicorns, which is finally here. Thank God for showing up. Hey, good morning. We do have a show at 10 o'clock every Wednesday. It's called Market Overdrive.
You know, so.
Oh, they don't. You're gonna have to turn microphone four on, Carla.
There we go. It's on. There you go.
I hit the button. It
good morning, everyone. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I love to hear you talk about. And I'm not back on again. It got disconnected. Is it?
No, you're on.
You're on.
Had to stop. I was actually listening to the show, and as she was sharing her story about a tragic car accident when someone get hit, you're talking about the meds. She's kidding.
Yeah. But that's like really how this all came together. Yeah, like, well, that's know, really what happened.
We started saying, did I hit you? Javier, you should have taken over a little bit
more. Well, we didn't go back to the car accident. I mean, were you okay? Did you break a leg? What happened there?
No, everything was totally fine. You know, and
all her body parts are here.
You know.
And look, we're both sitting the same.
I don't know.
I love it.
Like that. Maybe she's got a limp. I didn't see her walking. She was sitting here when I got here.
What is wrong with you in life?
We got to put some light to this because this got a little like deep.
It's a sensitive moment.
It's sad. It is sad.
It is
very sad.
People have hearts and they bleed blood.
It's very, very sad.
It's okay. You want a hug?
I'm the wrong guy for this.
He just took his thing off. Like he's done. He's out.
He's done.
I love it. But you know what? The cool thing and the reason why you were brought into the show. It's not all about just transacting every day. I think realtors, we play a big role in, you know, being therapists.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people walk dogs. Some people paint houses to get deals to work and go through.
Yeah.
But we all have our therapy.
I don't know what Nick does for his clients, but, you know, he's just there to finance.
For my clients.
You know.
It's not about my clients. When I want to go home, I want, like, to do certain things that therapeutic to me.
Therapeutic to me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like it's awesome to be able to transact with someone that, you know, I mean, obviously everything happens for a reason. I stick to that. I mean, I was watching something on Facebook earlier this week, you know, where this guy is like stranded on an island. Right. And then he's completely hungry, doesn't have any food. And then he starts looking for food and then his little hut burns down. And then he's like, oh, my gosh, why did my hut burn down? Now I have nothing, absolutely nothing. So when I needed you, you were never there. And he's complaining about God and all this other stuff. And the key is that afterwards, you know, a plane came and found him because of the fire.
Of the smoke.
Are you watching Castaway?
No, I'm going through a sentimental moment. You're going to have to accept it. Give me 2 seconds of airtime.
This sounds like Castaway.
So I can go there. But everything happens for a reason.
I agree.
It sounds like you already had this organization in mind. It just you didn't have a body for it or a format for it or a reason. Or a big why, and unfortunately, your big why was after the car accident.
It sounds like the hallucinogenics woke up the mind and made it all happen.
I think that normally I would have just been a bit
hours
more.
Of sleep.
You know, codeine and 8 hours of sleep helped.
Codeine and 8 hours of sleep.
Look,
that's what made the deal work.
The great Notre Dame used to take hallucinogenics and stare into a bowl of water in order to see the future. The mind is
powerful. I want to be really clear that is not what I did.
But the mind is powerful. Maybe you popped some pills because you needed to, and then all of a sudden you woke up and said, "It's time."
I mean, I think...
Is this all, you said, architectural?
Yep.
So you know all about spaces and how to make them kind
of... The puzzle pieces all fit together.
It's all so... Now it makes so much sense how you do this.
Yeah, the puzzle pieces all make sense. But I do want... Nick's not going to be happy right now. Okay. I do want to touch on something Mina said. I think that real estate in general, whether you're on the loan side or you're on the transaction side or, you know, wherever you are in that process, or if you're somebody's assistant and you literally just file papers.
Right.
It's a really human experience. People, you know, I talk a lot about the word home and what that means. And I think every single person, it means something very different. And it could literally mean opposite things for different people.
Right, sure.
And yet it's one word. And so if you take that one word and you give that to somebody who's looking for a home and they're looking to buy something, that means something to them that's completely opposite that maybe it means to the person selling that exact same home they might buy.
Absolutely. Everyone's got different motives and different
ways
of viewing the home.
And yet... home is this one word that we all use and we all have a certain feeling associated to it. And I think that regardless of your age, and maybe, you know, at a certain age, you don't understand the word, but if it's put in a way you do understand, that feeling exists with everybody.
Right.
And it's a really important feeling because it can take you from an anxiety level of 10 to maybe a 7 or maybe a 4.
Absolutely.
And once you come down a little bit in that anxiety, then what can you create, right? And so that's kind of where real estate and the nonprofit and how those two things come together, as far as I'm concerned, they're identical.
Which is why you ditched being an architect, because you felt that you were putting families in a home versus just designing these things and not being connected with the people and their experiences.
Totally. I need that, like, human connection as much as I need the space. Because, again, as far as I'm concerned, the space doesn't matter unless it's connected to humans and
the
vice versa.
The human connection is what gives you the fulfillment.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Again, I got briefed on the show. I told you this just before we, you know, Carla is the person that usually is in charge of putting the program together. I kind of say yes and no to them. We agree.
No.
Mostly no to some of her ideas. Horrendous. This one came up. I got briefed on the show, and I just said to myself, I'm like, at first glance, and I'm like, I'll find out on Wednesday, but at first glance, I'm like, what is a 20-something-year-old that's barely a few years, 4 or 5 years into the business?
Now
it's
I
not
know.
Even about saying no. Well, hold on a second.
What is this show about?
That's not what I said. I didn't say no. If I said no, you wouldn't be here. Let's put it that way. But I'm thinking, looking at this whole story from the outside, what is a 20-something-year-old who's been in the industry for only 4 years? Your career is still young, even though it's not brand new. It's still young.
I agree.
And why is she dedicating her time to doing this right out of the gate? This is something that someone in their 50s would do because they've now they're truly giving back. You said giving back, but she's barely getting started.
Yeah,
you know, and so it all makes sense.
And like I said, I mean, I said that from the beginning, right? Is like now looking back and now I understand the models a little bit better. I would say the correct way, but I don't think it's the correct way. The traditional way is you go a business route, you make some money, you make yourself really comfortable, and then you go and you do something for the community.
You get back.
Right. And you get back. I challenge it in saying, well, why don't you do it all at once? Your growth on the business side might not be as fast.
Right.
I'm good with that. I can live through that. I'm in my mid-20s. Like, I can survive that.
You'll be fine.
I love it. She'll
totally.
And I think that I applaud you for that because it's not really
Can you do me a
really
favor
true.
And step up to the mic a little bit? I know you're new here. There you go.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
He got excited because you didn't
Well, you're like over here like, I think so.
I'm having this is first of all I'm gone for 2 seconds. You take over my seat. No reason
oh,
why you're
lucky
on
it's
that
me,
seat.
Honey. Trust me, because right. we almost
you
put,
and Javier
we
are
almost
like,
put Michaela in your seat. And
I'm like, why to put me there? I vetoed it. I want to be clear. I vetoed it.
I don't know where anything is. I don't even know how to work this mic or anything. Anyway, but I do commend you for doing that. And sometimes you know your business is going to grow along with the organization because you know as much as people like to say real estate is a transaction and it's objective and it's not an emotional process. It definitely is an emotional process. We are playing so many roles as a realtor and also as a lender. I mean,
it's
I
like
think
psychiatrist.
It's totally
it is.
Like literally.
I know everybody's strength.
You know how your favorite beautician right. or like barber knows all of your business. Your realtor
thing.
Knows exactly all of your business. I mean, Javier, you and I just had a conversation this morning about a client,
and
we're
know
like,
how broke you are.
We what?
And, so, and we know how broke you are as a client coming in. You shouldn't be buying this house.
You know everything. And then we lean on you to like, okay, can this person really afford it? Because I'm not going to put them in a property that they can't afford.
Right.
But I think at the end of the day, it's beautiful that you're bringing this into the mix because I agree with you. I mean, my children and I are in like, you know, limbo right now because we're not moving yet. Our place
is
not ready.
That's right.
We're homeless.
Yeah, your kids
I've been
are going,
homeless
your
for
kids
literally...
Are going,
2 weeks, and my children are saying, we're going home. And I always say, let's go home. We're going home. Get
right.
your stuff and let's go home. And they're like,
what
you know,
home?
Where's
going?
Home tonight? You know, we're like,
where
seriously,
we
gypsies. And I'm like, home is where we live, where we stay, where we are as a family. You make home what it is.
Totally.
And I believe
it's not the structure. It's the concept.
It's not. Yeah. It's not the piece of property. And a lot of people get, you know, and this goes back to real estate, right? As you're shopping, you get emotional because you're not getting the home that you want in the price point that you want in the area that you want. And sometimes you have to make sacrifices. I just like to remind people that, again, home is what you make out of it. Your first time buying is going
going to grow into a step-up new home, which is going to be more square footage, maybe better condition. But there's a growth and there's a pattern in that. Yeah. And you have to align yourself with the realtor that can respect that and appreciate that. And at the end of the day, hold your hand and guide you to a transaction that's going to be successful. And it's not going to put you in a default, in a future, you know, foreclosure per se.
Yeah, funny story. I was at a foreign wedding. I'm Albanian, so I was at an Albanian wedding a few weeks ago, and somebody actually said something where it was like he was trying to make fun of the other person. They're all outside having a little cigarette break, and the guy's like, "I can't wait to go home from here," you know, because he was tired, you know. And the other guy just said, "You don't even have a home; you're a renter." And I'm like,
he's like,
"That doesn't mean I don't have a home." And he's like, "No, you don't have a home; you're a renter," and like all this stuff. And he's like, looks at me, he's like, "You're the mortgage guy; tell him what's up." And I'm like, "You got to be the stupidest son of a bitch I've ever heard in my life." It's not about.
Did he just curse?
Yeah,
he cursed.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. She is waiting to drop a couple.
She's under 20.
She's itching.
Wait,
you
she's
can
under
see
30.
Her.
What are you?
You know, but we have a baby in the room. The point goes back to that it isn't whether you own it or don't own it, you rent it or you're staying there temporarily. It's where you recongregate with
home
you and
your
family.
Sanctuary, man.
Right. It's where you're at peace.
It's a place where you can come.
To recharge.
You can have a place where you can be at peace.
Right.
Where you don't have to worry about the outside world or anything like that.
Totally. It's
supposed to be your own bubble.
And Michaela here is taking it to a whole other level.
It is.
Because she's taking a spot in the home specifically for this child and giving him the ultimate sanctuary. Like right. I said earlier, are you into Superman, Pac-Man?
Yeah, whatever it
Barbies,
is.
Barbies, whatever
totally.
You like. You guys go in and do it up and get the kid to feel
what they want. And so you guys mentioned something that I think is really important. So as adults, we have the ability to create our own home, sanctuary, whatever you want to call it, right? We have that ability, whether it's from a financial standpoint or just like the logistical standpoint of it. A seven-year-old does not.
No, I know.
Like, they're stuck in whatever is there.
Someone gives them.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And for whatever reason, maybe there was sickness, maybe whatever, the financial situation might not be great in order for somebody new coming into that unit to be like, hey, let me help you get to something that's comfortable. An older kid, even if living in that home, can say, hey, I'm going to go to the park for a few hours. Like, I need out.
Right.
A seven-year-old can't do that.
No,
they're stuck.
They're not allowed to leave.
It's
exactly.
A beautiful concept.
You can't, they can't leave. So we're just there to try and facilitate for them to create it for themselves the way an adult would create it for themselves anyway.
How many of these have you done in the past year, 2 years? Or?
Yeah, so we are right now working on our third project.
Your third project.
Yep. If I can segue kind of.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So
it's your show, girl.
My show.
We're not talking about making money or spending money or any of that right now. This is some real stuff.
So our third project, it is three boys in the Humboldt Park neighborhood of Chicago. They have been through probably more than half the adults in this room, let alone everywhere else. And they stuck together, even though they didn't even really grow up together, they have stuck together. And they now all live with their aunt. All three boys live with their aunt in her home. And so we are, you know, they're sharing rooms. It's a mess. And really, it's a mess because of the financial situation. And we're not going in there to change anybody's financial situation. We're not, you know, putting any kind of debt on anybody.
Right.
We're doing these cosmetic things that really, to us, it's a nominal cost. To this family,
it's everything.
It's
significant.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Right. Like, cannot begin
to
describe
it. Can you share
with
us exactly what it is that you guys are modifying in the home?
Yeah. So we will start actually getting down to the nitty-gritty with this family after we are having a charity event, which I'll get to. But so we will start the nitty-gritty with them after the event.
Mm-hmm.
But there are three boys, and then the aunt has a child of her own. So it is now four kids living in a household, and then the aunt. And so there's a lot of room sharing going on. So two bedrooms are kind of going to be updated a little bit.
Okay.
We're going
to
try and give
more room. More
yeah,
kids.
We're going to try and get everybody at least a comfortable place in those two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have some input as they can, but it's really cramped.
Okay. So we're talking about like paint, bedroom sets,
yes.
bunk beds,
paint. That's sort of thing we'll do in there because everybody's so cramped.
Okay.
What we are going to then do is we have decided to do, there is a backyard with the home.
Mm-hmm.
The backyard will be really the place where the kids can start to kind of be creative and create what they really want. And it's big enough that everybody can kind of have a corner, have a spot, and it'll be theirs.
Okay.
Because the bedrooms just are too cramped right now.
And I'm sorry, I probably missed this part of it because I was late. Sorry.
Because you missed half the show. It's all good.
Oh, thank you. You do it all the time. Anyway.
What the
Can we not argue in front of the children, please? Mm-hmm. Seriously. Anyway, so this family, did they buy through you or are they renting? Like, how do you choose your families?
So the families are connected through us with affiliate programs that we have. Okay. Lori Children's Hospital is one of them. This family actually came to us again. Nick is going to be like so confused by this, but like shy of, you know, whoever you believe in, shy of like the universe dropping this family on my doorstep. Like, I said no to this family without knowing this family multiple times.
Tell me it's
times.
The same guy that hit you in the car.
It's not.
One of them.
I'm waiting for something crazy here.
Like,
a nun called me. Okay. A nun called me.
Okay.
I've never had a nun call me before.
Me neither. Trust me. Won't. It's never going to happen with me.
She won't.
But go ahead. Ever. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us.
A nun called. Multiple people had told me about this family. I didn't even know it was the same family everyone was telling me about. And they came from a YMCA in Humboldt Park that we had had an event at. For a previous family. And then a nun called me. And I was like, I don't know what to say.
Why,
like,
did you deny the family the first time?
We have a wait list.
Okay. Oh, wow. So they, like, seriously moved their way up to the top of the wait list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a nun to call.
Yeah. So, like, if you need something, apparently when a nun calls me, that's the way to do it.
Get you bumped up?
That's the way to bump you up.
Watch out for that phone call. This is Father Mamedi. I know the family that needs to be bumped up on the list.
You're horrible in life.
Terrible.
But I will have.
So when Nick calls, I'm going to be like, no. So sorry, gotta go.
Gotta go. Click.
Save the number on your phone.
I'll delete the whole show from the archives. It'll never be there.
Click. But so they got moved up just because the story was so touching. And so they got moved up, and that's kind of who we're working with now. And then we've got a lot of. You know, their story, it's a really long story. I'll get into it at some other point. But so many different people in the neighborhood have wanted to get involved, and different organizations have wanted to get involved. So it's becoming really kind of a citywide thing for them, which I love.
It. So I guess for our listeners or people who are watching today on Facebook and whatnot, so you don't necessarily have to sell someone a home for you
no,
to do this for them.
Absolutely not.
So you're
I've never done that.
Okay, so being a realtor is completely independent of the organization and the
correct
way to. Okay, so if somebody were to be interested in just volunteering or being a part of this organization, how can they be a part of it?
So we have a volunteer coordinator, and her only job is to coordinate the volunteers and get everybody in order and organized. Every project has volunteer days, both corporate volunteer days and community volunteer days. If you go on our website, which is www.fromnowonproject.org, mm-hmm. There is a specific page for volunteers and getting involved. You go on there, you just submit a little blurb about yourself, and our girl Anai will reach out to you and get you organized.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another great way, obviously, to get involved is we are 100% based on donations and mm-hmm. sponsorships. So
empty
we,
your pockets, gentlemen. Let's do this.
Let's go. We haven't.
He closed all loans.
Yeah.
What do you do?
He just looks pretty.
I just
that's
do what
exactly
I do.
President
what
of iLoan.
He's the president of
iLoan.
Yeah.
I got you, girl. I got you. I like the story, so I'm contributing.
Yes, that's what I like. I like it.
I'm on record for this one.
Yes, you are, and I will love go back it. To that. Don't you worry.
Don't worry about it. I got you.
So we have our first kind of big annual charity event. It's coming up actually a week from today, so July 19th. Tickets are on sale also, same site, fromnowonproject.org.
Okay. Love it.
There's, again, we've gotten a lot of contributions from the city, and thanks to being a realtor and my own sort of network is really growing, and being involved in the arts is really helped. So a lot of people from the city, from different, you know, organizations and different worlds are all coming together for this event. I'm going to plug this real quick.
Go ahead. You
so
away,
plug. Let me plug.
Like,
so
I got this event coming up.
Yep, just no big deal. Miguel Cervantes, who plays Hamilton here in the city, he is performing at the event.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Matt Santos, who is a Grammy-nominated singer, he is performing at the event.
Wow.
I've got a really dope artist who I'm good friends with, P. Scott. He owns a gallery.
Nice.
You know him?
Yeah.
He owns a gallery in Pilsen. He's going to be doing some live art at the event. We've already sold some of his art
really?
Towards you know, our purposes okay. to fund this family. So a lot of people are getting on board and involved in the event, and So it's a beautiful cause. I love it.
Absolutely.
And it's great for us to showcase realtors who have a mission, who have something beyond, you know, just a transaction, because it brings, you know, it embodies who we are as realtors and how we like to elevate our industry, right?
Yeah.
Everybody talks about realtors getting licenses and closing, you know, how many units, you know, since they just got their license, and that's what we showcase on the show. But I think it's good to be able to show the other side of the tortilla, per se, the other side of the coin.
Wow. You know, I went really? There. The other side of the tortilla? I have never heard that stupid expression until
How
now.
How is that stupid? Because it's nothing Albanian.
The other side of a tortilla.
The other side of a tortilla of what we do in real estate. Something sentimental aspect of somebody giving back. This is an amazing event, and I'm sure you're going to want to be there, Mamadi. You
it
and
is,
your crew.
As long as they have tortillas, I will be there.
We will be there. And of course, you,
there
you
are
know,
no tortillas.
Anything
no
children, tortillas. Anything giving back, you can yeah. count on me for it.
I appreciate
and I don't
that.
Have to go what? On record for it.
I'm sorry. When is the event again?
So the event is July 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. So a week from today, next Wednesday, and it is at Low Res Studio, okay. which is an event space kind of in West Town, West Hubbard Street.
Love it. Love nice. It. Great ideas. So you're also on the YPN board, correct?
I am. I'm on the YPN board. I'm also on the WCR board.
And wait, real quick. Where can people
WCR
go to donate?
Yeah.
There's people. There's a lot of people viewing
She's
as
everywhere.
We speak.
Yeah. So
where
it,
can people go to donate if they just want to contribute? I mean,
yeah,
some people,
so,
small and large, whatever
got
it is.
From now on, project.org, there is a button all over the site that says donate.
Donate.
Just click the button. It'll send you to PayPal, and you're off your off from there.
And a gallon of paint is what, like 19 bucks? So I think
it.
Like 19 bucks would even be very helpful.
Yeah. I mean, anything, really. Like
$5.
$5.
$5. $9.
And that's the thing, right? Like $5.
Who's going to donate 5? Who's going to donate 10? Who's going to donate 15? Can I get 25? Can I get 50? Who's on the live chat? Can I get 30?
Nick is now under the impression he is an auctioneer.
$700. Javier Garcia. Good job, Javier Garcia.
I love it. I love it. You guys are crazy. But, you know, it's beautiful because not only are you involved in your own organization that clearly it's time consuming, and we know that transacting is also very, you know, time involved. But you have time to get back in the industry as well and become a leader. I mean, kudos to you because I
Thank
know YPN, it's a great organization, especially for a young person who's just starting in the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, I salute you. It's
I
great.
Appreciate that.
To no, whom, you cool. You cool
I'm,
in my book.
I'm okay.
I thought we met before, but now I'm glad we met today.
Yeah. Love it.
So what, you know, let me kind of rewind. What is the, because we just started talking about donations. And
yeah, we got excited there.
What
for
is the average cost? I mean, you've only done 3 or 4 of them, and I know that you've probably, you're an architect by trade or by school at the very least. And what's the average cost of doing a room? I mean, where's your parameters? Where do you guys think that you can knock out any room at what is,
at what
everything has a budget because you want to get to as
right.
many kids
right.
as possible.
Totally.
So.
I mean, this project is going to be far beyond a typical budget because theoretically, I'm doing 2 rooms and an outdoor space.
Oh, okay. Well, a room.
So a room. Yeah, a room.
What's the average cost you think is going to be your average?
Somewhere 3 to 5 thousand.
3 to 5 thousand?
Yeah, three to 5,000. I'm really...
$3,000 to $5,000 a room?
A room. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Partially, it has to do with the condition that we in the past have gotten certain rooms in. A lot of times, we are going into spaces that are not in great condition. So we're doing a little bit of wall work just to kind of put everything back together, fix holes, things like that.
Okay.
The other thing that has always been an issue, and it's going to always be an issue, because we, my team, the project, we are not the designers, it's hard to budget, right? Like, I have to budget after a child has created something.
Right.
And I have to sort of figure out how to do it. And unfortunately, I have to figure out how to do it in a very short amount of time.
Right.
So where I could typically... if I have a longer amount of time, cut corners and find cost savings, I don't have the luxury of time to do that,
so
at least at the scale we're at.
Full, like, he's in 100% in charge of the design. Do you, what, no limitations whatsoever?
Not really.
No.
No. What we do is, I mean, we get ideas out of them, right?
Okay.
So to give you an example, the little girl that we just did, she turned 5 the day before... she turned 5 the day before or the day after our delivery.
Uh-huh.
We, you know, when we were working with her, I had reached out to a friend who is a preschool teacher, and I said, you know, what am I going to do with this 4-year-old? I kind of know what to do with the 10-year-old. Like, how am I going to get any info out of a 4-year-old? And so my friend had said, why don't you go to a fabric store and pick 20 different fabrics, different colors, different patterns, different textures, and bring them all over and make a 4.
Cute. I love it.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'll take whatever she likes. She'll discard whatever she doesn't like, and she'll make a 4. So through that, we got some ideas.
Okay.
And so she discarded anything that had animals. She was not into it at all. Not into it, wanted nothing to do with it. Anything that had flowers, she was on board. That was like so number cute. One importance in life was to find flowers. More flowers, okay. right? That's so good. Then you start to understand, and then you when you start, you know, asking parents or adults why, they start to connect everything for you, and suddenly you realize because everybody always brought her mom flowers when her mom was sick. Aww. And so there's a sentimental connection of flowers. When we built this fort, she took one of the fabrics and she laid it out between the inside of the fort and the outside of the fort. And I sort of thought it was a mistake or like she just left it there, and I picked it up and she really aggressively was like, put that back.
Aww.
And I was like, why? I don't get it, right? And she goes, well, and she looks at me like I'm silly, right? Yeah. Like I'm confused. And she goes, well, it's the path. How are you going to get in the fort? Right? And like to her, it's just common sense. Yeah. And I'm like, what 4-year-old is really this serious about a path to get into this fort?
It's so cute. I love it.
And you go back and you find out why.
Yeah. No, not I mean, I love it. I mean, you're playing psychologist and you're assisting someone get through life. And sometimes that's all we have to give children, right? It's an opportunity for them to feel safe. And I love the fact that you're facilitating that, you know, that ability, especially with somebody that has, you know, low, you know, economic ability to be able to fulfill that for themselves or families. So if you're watching the show and you're interested in not just, you know, being a part of sponsoring, of course, we applaud you and we want you to sponsor. But if you want to get more information about how to qualify, or if you know a family that needs to qualify for a program as such, you know, definitely reach out. I know that there's a waiting list, but if you have a non-call, sounds like you can get on top of the list.
The more money we have, the faster that waiting list gets done.
$3,000 to $15,000 for a completed project. So obviously we do need all the donations that we can take. But you do have this waiting list. But then how do you structure for future? You know, how do people get involved and be able to qualify?
Yeah, so qualifying is actually quite simple. Same thing on our site. There's a tab that says nominate a child.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just like a simple form.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually my assistant will kind of file them for me and get them organized for me.
Okay.
And then I will go through and call each and every one of them and learn about the situation and learn about the family story and what's going on with them. And then kind of explain the process to them and give them a pretty fair understanding of when they could be a part of the organization and what the timeline on that looks like.
Okay. And if the family is renting and you're ultimately altering someone else's, you know, property or investment property and they don't own the property.
How does that work?
Are you just doing...
So our first project was a rental.
Okay.
So we took on the hardest, I would say, from the beginning just to figure it out. And all it meant was that every single thing that we built, every single thing that we implemented into that room was detachable and could be installed or put up by literally anyone.
Wow. Nice. Love it.
Ooh. Any
restrictions? Nick, when was the last time you did something that's amazing?
Right now.
So putting up with me.
Anyone listening live, who wants to split a room with me? I'll split a room with anybody.
I love it.
Who's gonna do it? Anybody?
I'll split a room with you.
You want to split a room with
yeah,
me?
Split there you go. Rooms. Oh, we're gonna split a room. For us.
Me, Margaret Overdrive is gonna donate a room on its own. How's
yay,
that?
I there love you that. You
having
thank you
in?
Guys.
We in.
Yeah.
There you go. You got you came on the show. You got a room. We giving room.
Today's a damn good day.
Today's a damn good day. See that?
Jesus, happy. This is what you do.
Nick, we great now. WGN, we great now.
We great now.
Radio.
Nick's giving away the house. It's a rainy day, cozy inside Wednesday. Nobody wants.
There's a little light now. It doesn't look like the apocalypse anymore.
Wow. Know, there's a light shining on Nick. There's a rainbow. You can go to heaven now.
I'll have one. I'll probably have like one good day today. Really? You know?
One good day?
One good day. Like nothing's going to go wrong today.
I'm telling you, did a good deed today. That's
why.
That's why.
It's a
great story. I give him a lot of crap, but I mean, he was also involved with a boy in a dream, right, Nick?
I've donated to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Support a lot of leagues, a lot of kids and stuff like that. I mean, I have a certain personality or whatnot, but I do get all that stuff. And
he's passionate for kids, believe it or not.
Yeah. So everybody's got a soft spot for
you. Doesn't have a soft spot on that topic.
You can have the nun call. He'll be like, put her on hold. Yeah. But if you have a kid call him, he's like, what? What happened?
How can I help?
I'm cool with kids, man. So it's just a situation where, you know, I'm lucky to have both my parents still as we speak, you know? And so like to even fathom, I'm 40 years old. To fathom losing one is tough, you know?
Yeah.
I can't even 7,
yeah.
8.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Six, five, whatever.
Like,
there's those ages.
Yeah.
There's those ages where like life doesn't make sense yet, right?
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
So now you're thinking, why is everyone out
you're
to
stuck.
Get me? I mean, it's just, it's, I wouldn't
you're
even
on
know
your
where
own
to start.
At a very
yeah,
early
it,
age.
It's right. So, it's very, it's a very, I would
so
say, stressful situation to be in.
So overwhelming.
Yeah.
I can't even
so,
imagine.
Yeah, I'm all in. Let's do it. Let's do a
we
room.
We appreciate you guys.
It. And we encourage you guys to also participate. You know, do something, give back. It's
yeah.
as little as, like, and I sound like a marathon.
Hopefully
no,
we get
what
a kid.
Not a marathon, but
hopefully
what?
We get a kid that's like a Yankees.
Bob Hope. Where's Bob Hope at?
Hopefully we get a kid that's like a Yankees or a Bulls fan.
No, but
oh,
absolutely.
Lord.
Every,
we're not
I'd
adopting
like
here now.
I'm pretty sure these three boys are kind of up that alley.
You know, like I personally have like a foundation right now.
Well, we said
Wait. Can we make this clear? Nick is going to donate money. You're not designing the room, Nick. Have you met him?
Wait
no,
Nick's all kinds of confused. Hold the phone.
There'll be poles coming from the sky.
Nick.
Disco balls.
There are no poles. There are no poles.
Wait, you don't understand.
When kids this, need exercise.
When this kid
this
starts.
This is not your room.
Okay,
wait,
sorry.
He takes on over everything. When he designs his events, oh, hell yeah. breaks loose.
Oh, hell does
no.
break loose.
I mean,
he's
I get it. That's
in.
Me.
Yeah. He's bringing in people from like Miami, yeah. models from here. Yeah, yeah. We did a photo shoot. Let me tell you, a small, simple photo shoot. He's like, Carla, we're going to do a photo shoot. Can you get me a property that's vacant that we can use? And I said, sure, mm-hmm. definitely. What time, right? It's an, it's like a showing block,
yeah, no
you
big
know,
deal.
A 2-hour
block. Yeah.
This kid comes in with a van,
with
a
RV.
Makeup
RV,
RV
yeah.
in Lincoln Park, taking over like a whole block.
Look, man, you got to do it right. So let's do this
a
kid's
makeup
room
artist.
Right. Let's
you're
do
not going to make the kid's room. She
all right,
is a
we're
designer.
Not. She's an architect. I get it. We're
I'm not designing anything. They're designing it.
We're gonna, we're
no, no, just, no one
guys,
at this table
the children
is designing
are designing
things.
The room.
But what we want,
okay,
what
let's
we
just
know,
make that
what we
100%
clear. We don't,
kids,
we want to be.
Don't worry. You will design
we
your room. We will
I
make
promise
sure
I will
Carla,
make sure these people
Nick,
stay away.
Okay, stay
everybody.
Away. Okay.
Hold up.
We will keep them away.
Time out. We want to be clear, though. We want to be clear, though. Hold on a second. We want to be clear, though. We want to know that we're designing specifically one person's room, so whatever it is, $3,000 to $5,000.
Two kids or maybe three.
Well, one
we
room.
Family.
We're designing
yeah.
a room,
yes,
one project right. specifically.
How about this? How about I help
know.
You? How about you guys all together?
Yay!
Fund the backyard. Whatever that backyard comes to.
He wants a room.
That is a room. It's just an outdoor room.
I think that's projects underway. We want to just wait for the next one.
It's not underway.
Well, we want to go to a person to be named
See,
later. We want the mystery
you.
Of this whole
thing. Okay, no. you want the mystery.
We want
I got
the next
you.
Kid.
He's
we want the
take
next
over
kid.
The whole organization.
We want
oh
the next
God.
Kid because here's what I want. We want to see the room. We want to do before and
sure
after.
Nick.
We want to come back
but
on
but
the show.
But we haven't started this project.
Put on our
so
website.
You don't understand
we can wait.
That
we're going to dedicate.
That means he's taking over.
Hey, we're donating. We want to do a room.
Okay, you're donating. You want a room. You'll have a room.
There you go.
Don't you have enough projects on your desk right now?
I do.
Jeez. Just let it go. Give her some money so
we're
going to
give her some
done.
Money. We're going to give her the money tomorrow. I don't care about when we give her
no,
money.
No, I'm not saying you care about the money. I just know that who he is, he's going to go in there and he's going to like
I am not
going to
step foot in there.
Here's
the
deal.
We want pictures
he might have a strong
after.
Personality, but I have a stronger one.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, you guys don't know
every day.
I'm being very like kosher here.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's do this. Love it. Okay,
let's
Nick,
do it.
I can't wait to see this. Woo!
All right. Today's that day when I come into work and spend money. I think that's a wrap.
I think
I
that's
mean,
an everyday for you.
Thank you guys
we did
very
a,
much.
A long, this was a 1-hour show, and typically we're about 45
good.
Minutes, but it's been a good show. Maybe it was because Carla wasn't here the whole time, so that.
No, we did pretty good.
You know.
Thank you, honey.
I don't know.
I love you too.
So
this one, not so much. It's like thunder.
As you know, you can follow us on our Facebook page /Market Overdrive. All these shows are there. They're recorded live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. If you don't catch us there, you can obviously, like I said earlier, you can go to our podcast with the WGN Radio, go to iTunes and download it and subscribe. As always, it'll be on YouTube probably by Monday or Tuesday, and you will hear the full edited version on WGN's website as well by, I think, Monday or Tuesday. I want to thank our guest, Michaela Gordon, amazing foundation. She is from At Properties. And one more time, the website to donate to?
From Now On Project.
FromNowOnProject.org. Go there, throw some money in, whether it's $5 or $5,000, whatever it is, it can't hurt. It can only help. Foundation's an amazing foundation, really cool concept and an amazing story on how it developed out of nowhere within hours. I can't get a pizza within an hour, and this girl did a whole foundation within an hour.
Within
That's
an
because
hour.
People love her.
This this has been
Be
a heck
nice
of a
to
show.
The pizza man.
This has been a heck of a show. Want to thank Javier Garcia, Federal Savings Bank, for being here again as usual, homie.
Absolutely.
With the slick headphones.
You like these, right?
How
Carla Mina for showing up eventually from the, And by the way, I'm keeping this chair from now on. I actually like this chair. This is a comfortable chair. Yeah, you can sit there. We're going
to
put Carla over there.
Take care. Okay, take over.
My name is Nick Mometty from ILO, and this has been Market Overdrive. We will see you all next Wednesday at 10 a.m. See you then.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, sorry, guys.